Howdy, neighbors. Ron Hayes, Beef Buzzing with you today with NCBA's Ethan Lane, talking cool and more in just a moment. Hey, cattle producers, you are invited to Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale coming Monday, October 4th, start at 11 a.m. at the ranch, Yukon, Oklahoma. They'll be selling over 275 Angus bulls, 40 Hereford bulls, as well as several lots of springbred heifers and fall calving cows. For more information, go to expressranches.com or give them a call, 405-350-0044. Come to the sale live or see it on superiorlivestock.com. Express Ranch's Ranchers Bull Sale, Monday, October 4th. At the end of this last week, had the chance to talk with Ethan Lane of the D.C. office of the National Cattlemen's Beef Association, first about that White House briefing on competition and meat processors, but we also talked about MCOOL, mandatory country of origin labeling.
We had this announcement of these senators coming back out and saying, hey, we want to rerun COOL all over again. That's something, yeah. Of course, obviously, Mr. Vilsack admitted back during the Obama era that it was a failure.
It was a failure. It didn't provide producers with additional profit on their cattle. And at the end of the day, that's what we're all doing here. And, you know, I think there's a little bit of showmanship here. You know, a couple of these members are in cycle, you know, then a couple of them just have kind of really fallen into this vein of hitting those notes that are important to a smaller group of producers that have really fixated on mandatory country of origin labeling as the solution to every problem. We feel like that's really an old conversation. That conversation has moved on. We're focused on product of the USA labeling. We're focused on ensuring that there is a really solid footing for our producers to voluntarily put labels on beef that really differentiate their product in the marketplace and result in making more money for producers in that transaction. MCOOL doesn't do that. It didn't do it last time. So we really are going to continue plugging away in the direction we've been. I don't expect that this bill is going to fly off the shelves any faster than it did when it was floated in the last Congress. You know, we see something like this every Congress, and it's simply not the solution to the challenges that we're facing in the supply chain today. As much as some people, I think, would like it to be, we absolutely need to make sure that we're creating opportunities for our producers to label their product, but we need to do that in a way to make sure that we make money on it in the producer community, and MCOOL just doesn't get that done.
I guess you alluded to the product of the USA. Any indication exactly how they're going to resolve that?
You know, they're conducting this review right now. I can save everybody a lot of time and effort. You know, the review should reveal that the current structure that's been in place for 30 years quite literally allows anybody to place a product of the USA label on just about anything coming down the supply chain if it passes through a USDA FSIS inspected facility. That label, FSIS contends, is not intended to convey origin of the product. It's intended to convey processing of the product in a USDA inspected facility. That is certainly a level of detail that most average consumers don't understand, and it certainly doesn't meet the expectation of our producers around the country. So it's just an outdated label that needs to be at the least reformed and at best done away with in favor of more specific labels. Our policy given to us, you know, from our grassroots policy process is very clear that we are supportive of voluntary labels with source verified origin only. If you're going to put an origin label on a product or anything that gives the impression of origin, it needs to be source verified. USDA AMS's PVP program, their process verified program, offers that. That is in existence today. But as long as product of the USA labels are open-ended and are able to be applied kind of at will, it's really an open back gate that disincentivizes the use of those source verified programs. So we're working with AMS. We're working with USDA to try to close that loophole and make sure that there are some really solid tools available to the producer community to make sure that we're responding to consumer demand. Consumers have told us, they've shown that they're interested in those local and regional products. They want that Oklahoma-raised beef. They want that Shenandoah Valley-raised beef. That's something that they're willing to pay for.
Finally, Ethan, you know, we continue to get all the talk about the reconciliation package, the $3.5 trillion measure. Hard to even say trillion, but are they going to be able to get that done, you think?
I'll tell you what, I over the last couple of years, I had to, you know, make a switch to start saying trillion instead of billion, and now I'm having a hard time going back to saying million and billion, which is really unfortunate. You know, they still have a tough road ahead of them. you still have those moderate Democrats that don't like what they're seeing there. They don't like the pay-fors. We sent a letter up to Capitol Hill this week with 309 groups attached to it, explaining all of the different reasons why you can't pay for this bill on the backs of farmers and ranchers around the country by eliminating stepped-up bases, rolling back estate tax levels, and dismantling the 1031 exchange program at IRS. And we're pretty optimistic that there are a lot of folks on Capitol Hill, both Republicans and Democrats, that understand how important that is. You know, there are a lot of different ways for them to pay for this, but they've got to get away from this idea of if it looks rich, tax it, because it's way more complicated than that. And if you get into some of the industries that we represent in the ranching community, I mean, these are 95% family farms and ranches, but that doesn't mean they're not organized as businesses. That doesn't mean they don't have, corporations and structures in place that the family utilizes to run that business. And you can't penalize people for that. So we're going to have to keep pushing on that end of this thing and make sure that we don't end up with a big, unwieldy $3.5 trillion package that's paid for on the backs of American family farmers and ranchers. We're optimistic that we can make some progress there. We think the administration wants to make sure that agriculture is taken out of the crosshairs there. But I do think their understanding of just how much room we need to be exempted from it versus our understanding of that is probably still a little bit different. So we have some education to do there to help them understand how big this problem is. But I think there's willingness. They're indicating that they're interested in protecting agriculture from this. So we want to take them up on that, and we want to keep having that conversation, see if we can find a way through this.
NCBA's Ethan Lane. You've got the Beef Buzz on Ron.
It's the Pollard Farms 24th Annual Female Production Sale coming up Saturday, September the 18th, 12 noon at the ranch in Waucomas, Oklahoma. They'll be featuring around 200 head to sell with proven donor dams, springbred heifers, and springbred cows with calves. For more information or to download the sale catalog, go online to pollardfarms.com. Sale videos are also available online, or you can watch the auction at liveauctions.tv. Pollard Farms 24th Annual Production Sale, September 18th in Waucomas.
And that's your Beef Buzz. I'm Ron Hayes.